As I mentioned at the top, Lamar Alexander, the senator from Tennessee, coming out late last night saying he will not endorse more witnesses, bringing close to the likelihood that the full impeachment effort against the president will be over today or sometime early in the wee hours of Saturday morning, that an acquittal will be voted on. It's very likely at that time. And then we'll be done with it, finally. The Democrats are already going out and trying out their post-Trump acquittal narrative, even though it hasn't happened. It's not really an acquittal unless there's witnesses. It wasn't a real trial, says Nancy Pelosi. Joining me now, Congressman Bill Huizinga from Michigan's 2nd Congressional District. He's been there since 2011. Bill, welcome back.
Hey, good to be with you. Great bump music, by the way.
Well, you know, you were on a big plane yesterday. I asked for that specifically.
Exactly.
Yeah, I asked for that specifically. In your honor, make no mistake, Alex will tell you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so the impeachment thing and the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, your hero, is already out there giving it the post-acquittal spin job on Politico and elsewhere. What do you make of it?
Typical, and this is why they are losing, frankly. They do not have a pulse of what is going on out in middle America. And this might play really, really well on the coasts and on MSNBC, but that's about it. And it's just going to continue to ring hollow. People do not understand why they have put this much time and effort into it when there are bigger and better things that we need to be tackling.
Bigger and better things. What comes to mind? Say the USMCA comes to mind. And you traveled with the president to Warren, Michigan yesterday to Dana Corporation, aboard Air Force One. Congratulations, by the way. I hope the view was nice. But the point being is, through all of this, the president has worked on a variety of things throughout the Mueller investigation, the impeachment nonsense, and he continues to get big things done. Nothing bigger than USMCA, in my estimation. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. USMCA was probably the biggest promise that he had made, probably the biggest thing that he was ridiculed about by the intelligentsia, because they were saying, absolutely no way you can touch this. You're never going to get Mexico to the bargaining table. You're never going to get Canada to the bargaining table. And guess what? He did it. And we were with Ambassador Lighthizer, the guy that negotiated all this as well. And I'm telling you, they were tough. They were just very pro U.S. economy and worker, and they got it done. And I give them credit. There's always things that you're going to continue to improve, but the entire process of USMCA and the internal process of it is far better than it ever has been under NAFTA. And you add to that the fact that they were able to get a phase one agreement with China in writing.
By the way,
all of those other agreements of the past administrations, they were just like one-sided press releases. There was never any signed documentation or agreements with China. And so they've gotten two major issues that are going to be very positive for Michigan and very positive for the U.S. economy.
Let me give you two more. A trade deal with Japan and a trade deal with South Korea. All of these things have come in the last few months under this president. In fact, many of these in the last few days and couple of weeks. So these are big steps forward for manufacturing, for agriculture, for the economy in general. And again, you're right. He was told, laughed at, mocked. You can never get that done. It'll never happen. Yeah. And yet there it is. So you look.
I'm sorry. One quick thing. When I was on the debate stage last campaign, and I talked about that, I literally got laughed at myself. And I said, "Wait till we tackle Europe." And of course, then the guffaws started even more intensely. And I'm telling you, this president is turning his sights onto Europe now, and he's going to keep that eye on the ball with China. But if we can make sure that we get a far better trade agreement with both Great Britain and mainland Europe, then Katie bar the door. I mean, this is going to be fantastic for us here in Michigan.
Well, and I think that process begins in earnest at 11 o'clock tonight, because Brexit finalizes tonight. And that means Boris Johnson will be right there. And like the president said, he's not putting the UK at the end of the line. He's putting them at the front of the line so he can get that done. And then he goes on to Europe, and I think you're right about that. But you touched on something here, Congressman Bill Huizinga from Michigan's 2nd Congressional District with us. And that is, the Democrats have lost touch with the middle of the country. And when you look at Bernie Sanders is going to win in Iowa most likely on Monday and in New Hampshire, and he's leading in California by 15 or 18 points now. Bernie Sanders is the odds-on favorite right now, I think, and I've said this for months, to get the nomination. It'll be a complete blowout in November, a complete and utter blowout in favor of Donald Trump if that happens. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the only equivalent that I can think of is when the Democrats nominated Jeff Figer to run for governor here in Michigan. You will find out what the base of the party is. Only the base will show up. But here's the thing. Bernie Sanders is the heart of that party right now.
Yes. That's exactly right. George McGovern was my comparison. I think you outdid me there, Congressman. I think you got me on that one. I got nothing. You got me. All right, so what's next then? USMCA is going to take a while for that to phase in, obviously. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. The UK will be coming out of the EU over the next year. That's a process. But what other things are on the horizon? Because despite all the impeachment noise, this president's working. I mean, he went from Michigan to a rally in Des Moines. He's probably up tweeting now. I haven't checked yet, but he just never stops. You got about 30 seconds for the last word. Tell me some of the things that are on the way.
Yeah, well, so, continuing to deal with the China situation, that is important. But beyond that, we've got infrastructure, which is one of the reasons why he talked about the Polack up in the Sioux. He talked about the Brandon Road, the invasive species project that we've got down in Illinois. But we've got greater infrastructure needs here in the U.S. We've got health care that we have to tackle.
Sure,
that's a key thing that we need to continue to advance the ball on. And so I think we're going to see that. We're going into our appropriation season here, so we won't have a government shutdown again at the end of this if Nancy Pelosi is
hard. A lot of stuff, no question. And Congressman Bill Heisinger, I think I'll see you this coming week at the National Prayer Breakfast. I look forward to that as well. Thank you for being here.
Awesome. Great. Thanks, guys.